This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Severe weather delayed more than 2,500 post-Thanksgiving flights in the U.S. On Friday, 63 flights had been canceled and more than 2,500 had been delayed, with more throughout the holiday weekend. Nearly 55 million people were expected to travel 50 miles or more from their homes this Thanksgiving weekend, but weather played a role in bungling flights and ground transportation. Wind advisories were in place Sunday for about 14 million people across the Ohio Valley and Southeast, delaying or canceling flights. Snow and icy conditions in the Pacific Northwest and in the mountain states made travel dangerous for drivers. All weekend, winter driving conditions closed roads or made it tough to travel. On Wednesday and on Thanksgiving Day, western mountain passes in Montana and Idaho, like Lookout Pass, Menida Pass, and 4th of July Pass, all were snow-covered and icy, with many accidents reported. And returning travelers encountered dangerous conditions all weekend. Footage taken just west of Deer Lodge, Montana, on Sunday night showed jackknifed semi-trucks and other slide-off accidents on the interstate covered in glare ice. Avalanche danger is moderate in the mountains around Bozeman, Big Sky, West Yellowstone, and Cook City, but experts are urging people to be wary of snowpack conditions while they head out into the backcountry. On Friday, staff at the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center rated the avalanche danger in the Bridger, Gallatin, and Madison ranges as moderate, which means that natural avalanches are unlikely, but human-triggered slides are possible. The Avalanche Center also rated avalanche danger as moderate on slopes in the Lionhead and Cook City areas. According to Friday's avalanche forecast, experts are primarily concerned about slides being triggered on recent drifts of snow. For an avalanche to occur, a slab of snow has to be sitting on a weak layer of snow atop a slope steeper than 30 degrees. A catalyst must cause that weak layer of snow to collapse. The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa in Hawaii, is erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years, sparking an ashfall advisory for Hawaii's Big Island and surrounding waters. The eruption in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is not threatening downhill communities or flights to the island of Hawaii, though up to a quarter inch of ashfall could accumulate on parts of the island as winds carry fine ash and volcanic gas downwind. Lava flows are contained in the summit area and do not threaten downslope communities, the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says. The eruption began in the summit caldera of Mauna Loa on Sunday around 11:30 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. The volcano has recently been in a heightened state of unrest with increased seismic activities and earthquakes. Area earthquake activity increased from 5 to 10 earthquakes a day since June 2022 to 10 to 20 earthquakes a day this July and August. Peak numbers of more than 100 earthquakes a day were recorded September 23rd and 29th. Mauna Loa, which covers half the island of Hawaii, has erupted 33 times since 1843, the volcano's first well-documented historical eruption. It last erupted in 1984, making this prolonged quiet period the volcano's longest in recorded history. Republican State Senator Terry Gauthier of Helena resigned his Senate District 40 seat last Monday, effective immediately. In his letter to the Montana Secretary of State's office, Gauthier said, "I have conflicting plans that do not allow me to attend the entire upcoming legislative session. Best to give the seat up to someone that can give it the attention needed." The Senate district includes portions of Lewis and Clark and Powell counties. The Republican Central Committees from both will pick his replacement by submitting 1 to 3 names to the two county commissions within 45 days after officially receiving notice from the Secretary of State. The county commissioners of both counties have 15 days to make a decision. The candidate must live within the district. The county commission's votes are weighted based on the number of votes cast in each county, which gives Lewis and Clark County an advantage. A replacement will be named by the start of the next legislative session, starting January 2nd.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.